If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Couple of NBA notes. Apparently, Adelman has been named the Nuggets full-time head coach. Is that right? So, Mike Malone, already on ESPN, Mike. He's doing some work. I saw that.
Right.
And also the Knicks losing last night, game one.
Epic. Well, they're choking.
Thank you. Epic choke job by the Knicks, who are up 14. They were up 9 with 52 seconds to play. You know what? Dribble it out. Right. Like, let make them foul you. Like, what are you rushing for? And Mike last night, I had to laugh because Mike's like, it was like 4 minutes to play, and he's like, they're blowing this. And the text message, and I'm like, all right, we'll see. And then it got down to 2 minutes. He's like, they're blowing this. I could just hear the voice rising. And then it gets down to like under a minute. The Knicks are going to choke this away. And they did. Now it goes to overtime.
Yeah, but you still knew, even though they had the lead for a few seconds there in overtime, it just the momentum was just too much. They were up 6. It was 105-99. 18.5 seconds when Reggie Miller hit that three-pointer.
Incredible.
For those who don't remember, going all the way back to 95. So 30 years ago, Reggie Miller right in front of Spike Lee, with Spike Lee going, no! And him hitting that three. So Reggie Miller goes and scores 8 points in 9 seconds, which it seems impossible. And they damn well near did it last night. And then the choke signal. So, yeah, just amazing stuff and some real soul-searching for the Knicks because, you know, it looked like, wow, you got this one. It's a wrap. And the Knicks, that's the other thing, Carl. You said it earlier. They played about as good as they can play.
Yeah.
And the Pacers can just go deeper with their bench than the Knicks can.
They're deep. And that's why I like Minnesota all season long. Minnesota's right. Deep. But they didn't shoot the ball well in game one. So.
They got to figure out when Ant-Man gets double teamed.
Yes.
Either he's going to be Superman or they got to kick it out to somebody who can make a shot.
No doubt. So we got to figure, we got to see what happens tonight in that series. By the way, here's the number you need to know. And if you're going to go, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's never happened. Teams were 0 for 970 in the last 27 years.
Right.
When trailing by 14 points with under 2 minutes and 50 seconds of play. Now that number reads 1 in 970. That's the Pacers.
I mean, you could not have a better way to illustrate the greatest one of our greatest choke jobs we've seen in recent NBA history.
Never happened. Like that's the crazy number. You go, in the last 27 years, teams that have been up 14 points have not lost with under 250 to play until last night. All right, guys, let's talk about Zach Robinson. And, you know, Mike and I have discussed this, and I think this is going to be a thing that we discuss a lot as we head to camp and as we get ready for this upcoming season, and that is the growth of Zach Robinson. First year, I thought he did a good job. But I also thought he was limited because of the situation and circumstances of his quarterback. And he would never say that because he's not going to throw Kurt under the bus. But I believe that. And I believe that, Mike, the offense was limited. And then all of a sudden, and look, you guys can tell me this was Penix, but I also think that the playbook opened up a little bit more. And they were also trying to get Penix to get rid of the ball. They didn't want to have damaged goods going into season two.
No. I mean,
you know?
Well, I mean, there's two ways. I mean, there was sort of the before the Saints game and after the Saints game, right? When
there
it
was.
Came to, because if you go back, the Pittsburgh game, we're on the radio that following day. What in the is that? Because nothing we expected as far as the play action. You know, Kirk Cousins has got to kind of lumber over to the, because I don't even know what that was. The shotgun, so much shotgun. you and I were like stunned, completely nothing like we expected. Was amazed that Kirk Cousins looked as good with the Achilles as he did at times against Philly.
Yes.
With that comfort behind win.
Well, that was the crazy thing.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. Chiefs game was just kind of, that was like, Chiefs just were better than us that day. Steelers game, I still think we could have won. I think we could have won that game if it is a rookie at Michael Penix playing QB. And then as you got in the meat of the season, that Thursday night game is one of the greatest Falcon games of all time. That's Kirk Cousins. And that's airing it out. That's doing everything. The defense getting a crucial stop. I thought the play calling was perfect in the Tampa Bay road win, where you had a nice mix of Bijan and everybody. That's the game where Pitts really got utilized, had two touchdowns. Remember, he left the ball at the pylon. They didn't have a pylon cam. That's where Kirk threads the needle to who's your boy?
Darnell Mooney.
That was a beautiful throw. And then the Saints game come. And then everything else changed. And then I don't think Zach was calling the wrong plays. He just, Cousins couldn't execute it.
I don't either. And that's what I'm saying about, I thought he had a first good year. But there will be growth this season.
And he had to pivot then, of course, you said, to panics. Everything's got to go on a 180.
So, with that said, he was asked about the Cousins situation. And I know you guys are like, yeah, he's been there. He has. He's been there for the voluntary workouts, which a lot of people said that they did not think he would be there.
I didn't think he'd be there.
Why would you? I mean, seriously, look, I've said this. Look, it's not about getting in anybody's pocket. But this ain't about – he don't need the money. Right. Like, he's there, I think, Mike, to be a good citizen. And to show that, hey, you know what, despite my circumstances, which I don't like right now, I am going to show other teams who may be interested, hey, I show up when I need to show up.
I'm a good boy.
Either way.
Also, he gets, the roster bonus and all that stuff is part of it.
Whatever. This is him talking about Cousins being around for the voluntary workouts.
Yeah, there's been days, Kirk's kind of in and out, just getting his own rhythm going. But
what does that mean?
Most of the guys have been here, and we're kind of, obviously it's voluntary, so it's at those guys' discretion.
At the discretion. He's been in and out. I'm here. I'm leaving.
Okay, so is that, all right.
Put a check by my name.
Yeah, but that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be a wise ass. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's there and he's not there? He's kind of there? See, that's why, what's the point? That's why that's a strange dynamic. This is what you and I, when guys go, you guys are making a bunch of nonsense, so he'll be the backup for $45 million. Not going to happen.
It's crazy.
Not going to happen. You've been on the post-June 1 cut.
Yeah.
When you were Alf, when Abe was filling in, I always remind people that you were on this first, that, we'll roll the dice. Abe basically came up with 15 teams.
What?
Listen to this. I give Abe credit. And you got to bear with me. But here, it's an Abe argument. You got to bear with me on this one. Because I was like making fun of him. But Abe, that's, at first you're like, Abe, that's so ridiculous. And then you let him work his Abe magic. Okay. Abe's point was, there's 15 teams. If the starter is out, they're dead in the water.
They're done.
And so, and when we went through the list, and you're like, okay. And Kirk Cousins was better than every single one of those backups. And so that's that is the 1,000-to-1 shot that one of those guys gets damaged between now and Labor Day or the first couple of weeks of the season.
Correct. Because here's the thing. If you're Cousins or if you're the Falcons either or, you're betting on that, and that's slim pickings. The injury that Abe is talking about may not happen until November. It may not happen until late in the season, Mike. Like, is it going to happen before the trade deadline? Like, that's the problem. You're rolling the dice. This is a game of poker right now where you say, yes, I understand you're thinking about this. And you're right. Those teams, their backups are not as good as Kirk Cousins. But the problem is those teams also aren't going to invest in a backup that they're going to have to pay for before they have to. And so that's why I just feel like if you just want to say, hey, we're done with this and we're moving on, you take the cap hit over the next 2 years and you keep it moving. Here is what what Zach Robinson said in regards to Kyle Pitts. Let's get to the Kyle Pitts stuff because I think this is interesting. Right. Because what does he want to see from Kyle Pitts? I know what I want to see. I know what Mike wants to see. What does our offensive coordinator want to see?
Yeah, I think, for Kyle, it's just how can he take that next step of, next level of details, next level of consistency, all those things that we've talked about kind of with him and have talked about in the past. And, he's in year two of the system, and I think the thing we've always talked about with Kyle is just play fast. Like, no matter what, play fast, take the thinking out involved with it. But that's more of what we're looking for from Kyle is just that next level of understanding of the offense and, just the intent of what we're trying to get done. And then ultimately, just play fast no matter what. And that's what we'll coach him up on when we hit the field next week, and we'll continue to coach him up.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, tomorrow we're going to play a part of an interview with Kyle Smith, who is the assistant general manager of the Falcons. And he addressed this Kyle Pitts situation.
Right.
One of the things he says, and you got to hear this tomorrow on the show, is, Mike, the injury that that he sustained was more serious than we knew. And that is one of the reasons why that Kyle Pitts' recovery and him getting back to looking like Kyle Pitts took so long. I'm only saying this to tell you, Falcon fans, as hard as I've been on Kyle Pitts, not having that tidbit of information, if he is in fact 100% this year, all the excuses are off the table. And all I'm saying is,
well, that's just it. We don't know.
We don't know.
Anybody in the organization can say that and go, well, he's not been 100%.
No. We're going back to the injury and then the recovery.
Well, and that was the year that Arthur Smith was asking.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To do things he couldn't do, like block. Because the knee was still wasn't 100%.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm not talking about the injury.
Yeah. We used to ask Arthur about it all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now it's go time. Now, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised we haven't heard the, we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be.
Well, Rod did say that in his presser. Day I was up there, he said that. Right. You'll hear that from Kyle Smith tomorrow, assistant general manager. Lots of stuff we talked about. It's on the way.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.